So go to our website, thetakeaway.org, and check out some pictures that we're going to explore in the next moment. You can go right now and see some images of people who actually have shared stories of the African diaspora, which is a narrative of American history, but it's also a narrative of individual families. Listen.
So you brought some photographs today?
Yes, I did. My father, Edward Parker, was about 45 when I was born in 1956, and they often call people of his generation the greatest generation, and but they're also very closed mouth. If it happened yesterday, it was in the past. We're not going to talk about that.
Yeah, that was how I found out that I was adopted. That was a good beginning because I had to go back to Ohio to get my original birth certificate, and they wouldn't let me see it. And they did let me see a revised birth certificate. I said, well, why can't you let me see my original? And they said, well, this usually happens when people are adopted. Oh.
This is still my grandmother over there. This is her funeral. Here's my father, my Uncle Peter, my Aunt Betty, my uncle's wife, my other uncle's wife, then the sisters and the brothers.
You're listening to some selections of produced interviews from something called the Digital Diaspora Family Reunion Project. The creator is here in the studio, and you can go to our website and take a look at these pictures while we talk to Thomas Allen Harris. Good morning, Thomas.
Good morning.
This is an online sort of ingathering of African-American families talking about the diaspora experience insofar as they've been able to hold on to it through the artifacts within their own families.
You got it. The project actually started after I'd been making personal films based on my family photographs for a number of years. And wherever I would take these films, people would come up to me and say, I have these family photographs and I'd like to do something creatively with them. So when I started this present film I'm working on about black photographers, I decided to create this community outreach project, Digital Diaspora Family Reunion, just for that.
And again, go to the website and check it out. And what's interesting about this is sort of family genealogy and tracing family history for African-American families has been done since before Roots came out. And it's always taken on a sort of a almost an anthropological kind of sort of approach. But in this particular case, you're basically finding the incomplete stories or the very complete stories of individual families and bringing it all together in a kind of a share your own shoebox full of pictures, right?
Exactly. The Digital Diaspora Family Reunion has an online component in which people can directly upload their family photographs and family stories, but it also has a roadshow component, which we just finished doing and launching in Harlem.
Now, how does that work?
Stage. Well, over the course of a week, we invite people from the community, from the Harlem community in this case, to come in and share their family photographs and stories. And so we interviewed about 20 people. Out of those, we chose about 5 people for the grand finale public show in which we highlighted their photographs, and we blew them up to 8 feet by 10 feet, and we had not only them talk about their family photographs, but the audience was able to contribute and read the image. And so there was a dialogue around these family photographs, which are normally very private, but through this project have become public, a public source of sharing.
And that's what's unique, it seems to me, in this project. Explain how it actually works, that people see a picture that's gone from private to very public in an open sort of audience setting, and all of a sudden the flashbulbs go off in people's minds, they raise their hands, and they ask a question or share a story. What have you heard?
Yeah, well, basically, you know, it's. I'm trying to encourage people to create narratives through the images. It's kind of like live action filmmaking, if you will. I'll give you an example. A woman came in, Cheryl Miner, and she came in with a photograph of her brother. She wasn't sure when the photograph was taken. It was this really important photograph of a brother who had died. It was one of her oldest brothers,
right.
And so because the image was large, people were able to say, "Well, you know, find out." It's his birthday. We could tell that there's a cake and there are 3 candles on that cake. So, what year was his birthday? And she said, I didn't know what year his birthday was. But you know, obviously the 3 candles means that this picture was taken 3 years after his birthday. And as it turns out, in the course of her revealing more images, we understand that her brother is dead and she ultimately told us that he had killed himself. And the last image that she had was an image of a poem her mother wrote to the brother after he died, or around his suicide. And at the end, it says 1940. And so someone from the audience actually read the poem because Cheryl didn't have her glasses. And so it became this communal kind of journey of this young person who had killed himself before Cheryl really knew him. And that he actually had been born in 1940.
How does this relate to the diaspora in the sense that many of these stories are about a completely American experience, yet there are echoes from either the sort of slave narrative, which in many ways the threads are lost in individual families when you go back that far?
Yeah, well, I think that, you know, most Americans come from other places, and when we leave a place, we leave something behind. In this particular case, this young man had actually been in war, and I think that had something to do with his depression and his subsequent suicide. But the family had actually come from the South, and so she traces in her story the family's journey from the South to Brooklyn, and then ultimately her coming to Harlem.
So many migrations. You've got the diaspora from Africa to North America, then you've got the migration from the South to the North, and all of it collected in shoeboxes and pictures that, you know, create an interesting puzzle for all sorts of individual families. We want you to go to our website now. We're going to take a break. Take a look at some of the pictures that Thomas Allen Harris has shared with us on his Digital Diaspora Family Reunion website that we're linking to on our site, and give us a call if something it goes off in your mind, 877-8-MY-TAKE, or post a comment at thetakeaway.org, and we'll share them with you later in the hour. Stay with us. When we come back, we'll have a story that did come to us by virtue of the Digital Diaspora Family Reunion, someone who got involved because Thomas Allen created the site. So in the studio with us is Thomas Allen Harris, creator of the Digital Diaspora Family Reunion. We started this hour by talking about how this website has, in a sense, created a sort of living genealogy through looking at the history of artifacts that people have around their homes as they attempt to piece together the narrative of their own diaspora experience. You were telling me during the break, Thomas, that, you know, when we think of the African diaspora, it's much richer than simply the root story or the slave narrative. What kinds of stories are you getting?
Oh, we're getting all kinds of stories. Just in Harlem, we got a story because Harlem is, you know, known as a African American hub. We opened it up to everyone, and one person who came was from France. She
That's
was
great.
A French immigrant, and she brought stories of her family going back to World War II and beyond. And it was interesting because there were a lot of people from African Americans and Caribbeans who came, and they also brought images of their families who'd served in World War II. So I could imagine, you know, the French and the African American soldiers actually were serving together, and they all had these intense stories of war and then coming back, war and coming back from war. We've been getting stories of people inheriting boxes of images and feeling so overwrought they didn't know how to get through them. And so one of the things...
And so you helped.
Yeah, we helped. That's exactly what
hey,
we do.
Hey, Bernice, what sort of treasures did you find in your life?
Well, I have several pictures, just all kinds of pictures. And one picture that I shared included a picture of my grandmother that I never knew. She was born in, like, 1893, and she died in 1932.
Wow. We're talking with Bernice Alexander Bennett, who's a participant in the Digital Diaspora Family Reunion Project. Bernice, that's an amazing story. What did you most want to know about your grandmother?
Well, I wanted to know everything. I didn't know any family members. I didn't know anybody in South Carolina. And to have that beautiful picture sitting there, I just needed to search for her. And, you know, I felt that I had my marching orders to find my kin folks in South Carolina. And I started by just searching and looking. And I had an opportunity to not only find her people, but also to trace my grandmother all the way back to slavery, her family back to slavery, and to meet the slave owner's descendants.
How did you decide? Why did you decide to participate in the Digital Diaspora Family Reunion? Is there something about this website that assisted you in bringing to everybody your particular story?
Well, I, I knew I had something to share. And a colleague suggested that I schedule an appointment because she heard about the Digital Diaspora Family Reunion and that it was going to be at the Silver Docks in Silver Spring. And I just thought this was a wonderful, wonderful opportunity for African Americans to come together and to share the images and the stories behind the images.
So Thomas Allen Harris has a huge smile on his face listening to you talk, Bernice. Are you guys now sort of, I guess, sitting around the reunion table forever now, huh?
I guess so. We connected because I was able to pull out all of my pictures. And when I shared with Thomas the slave papers and I could show him my great-great-grandfather, Andrew, being sold for $288, that was amazing. And I also had a newspaper article in 1909 where it described my great-grandfather and how he was killed. I mean, this is information I didn't know anything about.
Yeah, what was amazing, hi, Bernice, it's so great to speak to you. I haven't spoken to you in a little bit of time now. What was amazing was Bernice had started with one photograph and a name, and it took her on this journey. I think the photograph might have come from New Orleans. It was a photograph you actually took a picture of in New Orleans, and then afterwards a lot of those images were lost. And she started this journey in which she met these relatives, and then she met the extended relative, if you will, and then they all were on this journey together.
Right, right, right.
So it was, and she had all this material, and she was one of the first people that we interviewed in the roadshow in Silver Docks, and this was about a year and a half ago before we had the website up. And so she really helped us understand that there was a hunger out there for people who were engaged in this type of work. And I mean, when she took these documents out and shared them with me and then talked to me about how to read these documents, and we're talking about receipts of sale, bills of sale of her ancestors, and how they named each other so that they would be able to trace one another later on. It was like such living history. And
Bernice, Thomas is a Harvard grad, right?
Yes.
I get the sense he's a little envious of how far back you can go. I think you've taken a little of the Harvard smugness off of him there.
Well, one of the things that I share with people is I really believe ancestors left footprints. I truly believe that they want us to find information, and information is out there. And I call it my GPS. This is God's personal system of research, because there is a higher power that's guiding the research.
We're talking with Bernice Alexander Bennett, who's a participant in the Digital Diaspora Family Reunion. Bernice, do you think that there is in some sense, a complete family album of all the families that might be represented in the diaspora?
I'm not sure what you mean about complete. I mean, I think that there are pieces of a puzzle, and family members need to just sit down and pull those pieces together. A lot of people have images, and they don't even have names on the back of those images. And so that's one of the things that I think the Digital Diaspora Family Reunion will do. It will encourage people to go and grab those pictures out of the shoe boxes, and I have them myself. In fact, after the show, I went back into photo albums and pulled other old pictures. And each picture, there's a story.
Well, you got to open a museum, Bernice. Bernice Alexander Bennett is a participant in the Digital Diaspora Family Reunion. If there's going to be a full family reunion picture album, it'll be on your site, right, Thomas?
Absolutely. Our goal is to create a movement. I mean, the worst thing that could happen is you inherit a box of images from an ancestor. You don't know the names, so there's no stories, and they're your relatives, but you have this, but they're strangers.
And we're all in the box, in a sense. That's
exactly.
Thomas Allen Harris, creator of the Digital Diaspora Family Reunion. Go to thetakeaway.org and experience it yourself. Thanks so much, Thomas, and thanks, Bernice.
Thank you, John.